You've landed at the 13 Moons Women's Temple podcast with your hosts, Sam and Leela.
So, Leela, on that note, would you just tell us a little bit, a bit teary actually, and will you tell us a bit about why we're, what we're doing? I mean, what the hell are we doing?
Yes, those are those famous last words. What on earth are we doing here? And that is actually a very important question, particularly under this full moon. We have this glorious moon. I'm not too sure if you can see it. It's cloudy where I am tonight, so I don't know if any of us can see it. In the real sky astrology, the full moon is falling in, well, not in, but at the heart of Scorpio. And in Western astrology, tropical astrology, it's falling in the sign of Sagittarius. And this is, you know, very much regarded as quite a magnificent energy. The heart of Scorpio is the star Antares. And the star of Antares is a fixed royal star. There's four royal stars and they make a grand square in that looks down over our solar system. And the star Antares is renowned historically for giving energy to human beings who have come to achieve great revolutionary and consciousness, I want to say bending, but it's not consciousness bending, consciousness expanding tasks. And so some of the great people on this planet, Tia, here you go, honey, some of the great people historically who have this fixed star in their birth chart have been renowned historically for literally shaping the consciousness and then guiding the way that we as a global civilization have gone from a heart-centered place. And so Antares is known to be this energy of warrior-like, take no prisoner, I'm going to burn the house down kind of war energy. But if you were here with us on our new moon circle, we were talking about the aspects on the new moon was very much, this is the time where the feminine need to, does the feminine need to go to war? And in what capacity do we decide to go to war? And do we need to war in the way that we know fighting and battle and competition? Or is there another way that we can actually stop the injustice and the lack of and the control and the mechanisms of suppressing freedom? And is there a way that we can find a peaceful and heart-centered revolution? And very much Antares is the star that is going to bring us this energy of revolution, but in a way that is going to work. Well, now I'm getting emotional. But in a way that is of our time. We don't need to compete anymore. We don't need to fight. We don't need to fight. Like, there's not a fight. And yet there is a war that is brewing. And so this conjunction of this full moon energy right now is lighting up in you that which is ready to be realized, fully, completely, and totally realized. But for that to happen, we have to let go of the limiting beliefs. And it's not even beliefs. We have to somehow surrender that part of us that stops us from seeing what we need to see. We have to surrender our ability to open to new ideas. We have to be able to receive a concept that probably challenges everything that we know, and to accept the concept for what it is. And then and you don't have to embrace it, but you have to be willing to not challenge it just because it's foreign to you. this is what we need to start to learn to do. We have to start to accept that revolution comes from a place of change, and change is foreign, and foreign is okay. And can I be okay when change is on my doorstep without needing to, I don't want to fight the change, because that's what we do. Change is foreign. And so we fight the fact that change is here, when in actual fact, you're just limiting what it is that is on the other side of the change, which is freedom, which is hope, which is all of the things that we want to happen. And there's, it is a very terrifying place to be in. And what's so magnificent is that, well, we're a community, and so we can do this together. And any point you feel like it's too much, well, you just come here and it's going to be okay. But always on the other side of change, and the other side of that which I don't recognize and I'm afraid of, is actually peace. And so this full moon, when we're inviting you to surrender that which is no longer serving you, because we've been going at the thing time after time after time. And this is a point of looking, well, what have I been going for? And it hasn't worked. The reason you're going for it is because you're afraid of what's on the other side. What if I let this thing go? What does life look like then? And so we really want to practice that actual true release, that actual, yeah, that actual surrender moment. And we're never going to find a revolution if we can't let go of that which we know is not working, just because we're afraid of what's on the other side. Yeah. So and there have been many people that have walked this path before us, and I mentioned a couple of them in the email that I sent out. There was Gandhi, Helen Keller, Winston Churchill. There was a couple of others that are not in the front of my mind. Oh, Copernicus. He told us the sun was the center of the universe. The sun was the center of our solar system, and no one wanted to believe that. And now look where we are. And this is the revolution. And so, and these are the people that had this aspecting, this Antares star in their birth chart. And so this is the energy that we're calling on. Is this like, can you believe that something else is at the center of your solar system right now? So it is a very big energy. It's a very magical energy. And if you're feeling like things are a lot, then that's okay, because that's the point of community, and that's the point of being here in circle, is it's allowed to be big. And if you're ready to let it go, excellent, because that's the point of being here too.
Awesome. That's so lovely. It is a very powerful aspect. It's actually an aspect that's on my ascendant as well. So it's pretty cool. So listen up. I just wanted to say there's this lovely quote that I can't read who it's by, but I'll find it after. But you will receive everything you need when you stop asking for what you do not need. I just want you to just contemplate that for a moment. You will receive everything that you need once you stop asking for what you do not need. A lot of the time we're trapped in an endless cycle asking for something that we think we need, but ultimately all that we need is this present moment. And fear only comes from something that's behind us and is bringing us to a feeling that there's something in the future that we need to be scared of. So let's be in this present moment and do this wonderful work together this evening under these very beautiful aspects. So I would love for...
Thank you for taking the time to be with us on this podcast episode. These are sound bites and conversations about things we think are important to support the collective ascension towards more love, acceptance, hope, and harmony on the planet Earth. Together, we can continue to support each other through conversations that need to be held. If you've enjoyed this episode, please do share it with your people. We would love it if you subscribe to our channel and even rate the podcast if you feel called to.
You can also find us and follow us on Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, and Spotify just by searching the 13 Moons Women's Temple.